USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says if President Trump loses the presidential election, there will be a peaceful transition of power. On CNBC, Kudlow says the president will follow the rules when it comes time to accept the loss.
This is a great country. This is the greatest democracy in the world, and we abide by the rule of law, and so will this president.
Votes are still being counted in Pennsylvania. Currently, Joe Biden is leading in Pennsylvania by just over 12,000 votes. As far as the counting goes, Philadelphia City Commissioner Lisa Dealey says workers are continuing to put in long hours and doing an outstanding job.
I'm very proud of the work our staff did. They've been working around the clock since Tuesday and before.
USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Nancy Pelosi will seek another term as Speaker of the House. Pelosi wrote her Democratic colleagues and says she is running with the utmost respect for the diverse viewpoints of our Democratic caucus, the gravity of this role, and the urgency of the challenges ahead. Many House Democrats are not happy about losing seats in this week's election. One NFL team's pockets are a little lighter after violating COVID protocols. Dan Araki has more from the USA Radio News Ohio Valley Bureau.
The Las Vegas Raiders are being hit by the NFL for violations of the league's COVID-19 protocols. The team has been fined $500,000 and was stripped of a sixth-round pick for the way the team handled Trent Brown's positive test last month. Head coach John Gruden has also been fined $150,000. The Raiders have been fined several times already this season for violating protocol, accruing a total of $1.2 million in fines. The Raiders are expected to appeal their punishment.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As we look back on the 2020 election, one of the things that has a lot of pundits and pollsters scratching their heads is the fact that Donald Trump dramatically increased his share of male black vote from roughly 13% to 18%. As far as why that happened, Robert Johnson is the founder of BET. He tells CNBC,
I'm not fearful that a Trump re-election is going to be an assault on the political, cultural, social rights of black Americans.
Do you think that four more years of Donald Trump is a good thing for the black community?
I'll put it this way, based on if you take the past 4 years, the answer would be yes. I think black Americans are getting a little bit tired of delivering huge votes for the Democrats and seeing minimal return in terms of economic wealth. And Joe Biden was not an inspiring candidate for many black Americans.
Senator Lindsey Graham says if Joe Biden wins the presidential election, he should have a cabinet of his choice. The chairman of the Judiciary Committee would play a key role in confirming any nominees. He would offer suggestions for Secretary of State and Attorney General who he would be comfortable supporting. However, Graham said there might be people too extreme or unqualified that he could not support. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.